The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Denise Drysdale.
Yes, that's right. Former go-go dancer, barrel girl, and pretty much anything else you can think of. Denise Drysdale is our co-host today.
The desperate's here.
She's brought chutney with her.
Yeah. I made.
No guest has ever brought us a condiment before. It's going to be a special show. It's our all-celebrity edition, Celebrity Ooh. Insiders. Another celebrity phone tap, and Ed Cavalli sings. That's what he's promised us.
Hey, Paula.
Anything you want, Denise. It's all coming up at Get This, where... Well, I don't know. What is it that just keeps people coming back for more?
It's the noise, it's the dirt, the bird feces is everywhere. It attracts rats.
That's right, beds are burning. It's Midnight Oil. Let's get this on Triple M around the nation. Myself, Tony Martin. You've got Ed Cavalli over there.
Yes.
In the sidecar. And please, a round of polite applause. We've got, well, an adult on the program today. It's Denise Drysdale.
Hooray! How are you all? Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's all right. What are you up to? Some sort of karaoke business on the Foxtel? Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, on TV One with Bob Down. Bob Down hosts it. Hmm. And there's all these kids that sing.
Yes.
And then there's interaction because the audience, the viewing audience, choose... Right. Who they want to win.
Is there an evil judge? Is there someone who becoming...
Hey, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Wielding the axe.
I'm just a commentator. Right. Just, you know, giving them a few hints.
Mm.
One got quite a terse when I said I didn't like her song. Because it was a real raunchy men's song that she was singing.
What was it?
I thought she could have been a bit more ladylike.
What was the song? Wasn't Nickelback, I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet? Mm. Wasn't that one, was it? You heard that one, Denise?
No.
You will. Stick around.
That's the equivalent of get off the table, Mabel, the £3 for the beer, isn't it?
Oh, you can't say that on this program.
What does that mean?
No need to drag us into the gutter.
What does that mean?
Same thing, when go back to the 50s.
Oh, right.
Well, firstly, for Ed, we have to explain Mabel. That used to be a name.
Back when people called names
like Percy.
Yeah.
And... What was quid? That was money.
What's money? Right.
Credit card.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Ed does understand food, and of course, you've brought us in some chutney. What's going on there? Do you do that with every program you go on?
No, for some reason, I saw you on Monday with your little bag, and when I said, what have you got in your bag? You said, I've got comedy sketches, and I thought, oh, he's got nothing to eat.
Oh, that's true.
So I thought I'll bring you in some chutney and then you can bring in a little sandwich in your comedy sketch bag.
That's very
well, I did that, Denise. I already had a sandwich, as I normally do here. I put some of your chutney on. It was delicious.
During the first song?
Yeah.
That's what I was impressed by.
Hey, that song, Beds Are Burning, that's a hit in pizza joints in Prague.
How come?
Well, I was there like a few weeks ago, and twice I was in the same pizza joint and that song came on.
Someone told me that in America, if a song gets into like the top 20 or maybe the top 50, it automatically gets co-opted by the Muzak Corporation and they get allowed to do a Muzak version of it. And someone told me they were in a lift in LA and they heard a Muzak Beds Are Burning.
Do they get royalties for that?
Oh, I'm sure. But hey, Paula, that'd be lifting it up around the world.
Last royalty check was under $1, so they don't send you anything.
Oh, fantastic.
They just send you. And you know what? So much paper goes in to tell you that they've got 56 cents in royalties. There's just pages and pages, and it virtually tells you each record that's been sold.
Wow.
And at the end it says, no check, $56. 56 cents.
56 cents.
Yeah.
Wow. What are you saving towards? Now, obviously, we don't want to get ugly on the show, but Denise, have you been involved in some sort of today, tonight dispute? Have I been seeing you?
You did.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have gotten to that. It wasn't a win.
No.
At all. It was just that he did the wrong thing.
No.
And I was just over it, and... I think if he'd have just said, oh, look, I'm terribly sorry, it would have been fine.
Home renovation disasters, Ed.
Oh.
And did you turn on the TV and see it, like, kind of sensationalised on the current affairs?
I can't get normal telly.
Can't you?
No.
What do you get?
I get Austar.
Oh, just the Foxtel.
And I get ABC and SBS.
Right.
So if I want to watch anything, I have to go over to the other room. And in winter, it's too cold. It means I've got to eat the other.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the other room.
No, well, it's got a big billiard table and it's a big room to heat and everything. And I'd rather be in where I've got the Canara.
Yeah.
I know, I'm a homebody.
What's a Canara?
Oh, God. You can ask me what's a patio next.
Costs a couple of quid, Ed.
All right.
Mabel's got one. But it was odd to see you involved in a controversy, I have to say that.
I know. What made me laugh is he said, oh, she's a really nice person. And I thought, well, if I'm a really nice person, finish the bloody paving.
Patio gate.
That's all I wanted.
It was a patio disaster, apparently.
It's not now.
No.
Oh, it looks fabulous.
It's come good?
Oh, it looks brilliant. And it's not, and see, this is the worst. It started April last year. And then because it got wet and he didn't finish the paving.
Yes.
The garden's still in a mess because I haven't got my retaining wall yet. Can't get that till spring.
Is there anything we can do to help here?
Yeah, no, leave it. The Vietnam vets have been building me some dry stone walls, though. They think they're bunkers.
Right. This dry stone.
They do. We've said that. We've agreed. I've agreed with them. They're up there. All these are old rocks from the old paving are there. Yeah. And I reckon they've built them. I reckon if you went back to Saigon or anywhere like that, you'd find my dry stone walls replicated over there.
So what are you doing? You're building a bunker at your house?
Sort of.
Getting ready for the nuclear winter?
No, I'm just finishing. I've been up there for 20 years and it's an ongoing work in progress. And it looks fantastic.
But
you must come.
I thought, has Denise been involved in controversy before? So I've got onto the internet.
Oh, God, what else have I done?
I didn't realise this. At age 16, you were sacked from Graham Kennedy's in Melbourne Tonight for being, quote, overweight and the weak link.
In the ballet. I know.
Really? Is that right?
Weak link in the ballet. That's because I grew breasts.
Okay. That wasn't fashionable at the time.
No, because ballet dancers have no boobs. They look like flat biscuits. and I grew those.
Yes.
And so you can't be in a satin top and the big tutu.
No.
With breasts, it doesn't look right. And sometimes when they grab you, you know, for a lift, they grab in the wrong spots. So I got this, but I can tell you about all the sackings I've got.
How many times have you been sacked?
Dismissed, you mean?
Oh, yes.
No, sacked, pie, and then I got the sack from Commotion because I got offered a recording contract and the guy, David Joseph, who was head of it at the time, I'm going to name names now.
There we go.
2006. He said I couldn't do go-go dancing and have a recording contract, so he sacked me.
Now it's a requirement. Paris Hilton is mostly go-go dancing. She's in the top 10.
Is she?
I know. And then he got the sack and I got asked back, so I was a go-go dancer and a singer.
There you go.
And then I got sacked again. My famous one was when for Tats Lotto, I was doing the Tats Lotto on a Saturday night and I got four numbers wrong.
How do you do that? How'd you manage that one?
Oh, it was easy.
Four numbers wrong.
Were you close?
No. No, they were twos and fours. No, but my father was sick at the time and I was emotional.
Yeah,
and my eyes had just sort of gone. And it was the grand final day. I'd been to the footy and everything and probably had two glasses of champagne.
There it is.
And so I got four numbers wrong and the guy, Lance Beam from Tats Lotto, fainted. Because they're that serious about it, you know, like they are four numbers. And when I read them out again and I got them wrong again.
Gee, those were the days, Ed. Remember the days when anything could happen on television?
I love it.
And the Tats Lotto numbers could be wrong.
And the next time I got sacked, they didn't even bother to tell me.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, it was when Ernie, it was night cricket.
Yeah.
Mr. Packer had put all this millions of dollars into night cricket and we got back, this was the second show of the week or something, and Ernie, we had to finish early, the nighttime show, and Ernie said, who'd want to watch nighttime cricket? And of course Mr. Packer wanted to and he was watching, and so that was the end of it. And I went to work at Channel 10 the next day and came out at 5 o'clock and there's all cameras and everything. They're like, and how do you think about Ernie getting the sack? And, you know, what are you going to be doing? And I rang Channel 9 and they said, oh no, don't bother coming in. How was that?
Don't bother coming in.
No, we'll ring you. Thank you very much. So that was the end of that.
Are you available to read the lotto numbers?
Oh, yeah. I think I've got glasses now. Better.
Well, let's see if we can get Denise sacked again.
Right.
By the end of this hour. Get this? That's NXS Afterglow here at Get This on Triple M. We're brought to you by the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito. It's the van of the year, I think you'll find. Denise Drysdale certainly impressed.
I am. Mercedes?
That's right. It's a van. It's a Mercedes van. So you'd think that would be insanely expensive, but not at all.
How much are they?
I'm not sure exactly, because different websites have different amounts. But I then went to like other normal van, inferior van websites, and the prices were the same. So there
you
go.
That's what I mean. So, but they are putting the Mercedes badge on a lot of things that aren't completely Mercedes.
This is not a case of that at all. It's the Vito.
Yeah, sweet.
No van more neato. That's what I've decided to say. You're just trying to get us into trouble, Denise Drysdale.
No, I'm not.
You've been sacked from every program you've worked on.
Oh, I'm and now working on this one.
Drag us down as well, despite bringing
was
in...
Was that an ad?
That was... Well, I don't know if that was an ad. That was just me mentioning the sponsor.
Yeah.
We just blunder along from bit to bit on the show.
I just need to know so that I don't put my foot in it.
Feel free. If you're going to put your foot in it, Denise, this is the place to do it.
A Mercedes is a wonderful car.
Yeah, it's fancy. It's highfalutin. But my point is, it's not outrageously expensive.
There you go.
No. Well, I can vouch for that. Well, I can, because I just bought one.
Really? A van? What do you need a van for?
Oh, hay. Hay for the alpacas.
Is it a shaggin' wagon? Would you call it that?
Oh, no, not. No, I haven't seen the alpacas do anything in the back of it.
Okay. I might just mention quickly that Mick Molloy is in London.
Where is he?
You know Mick Molloy.
He's got the loudest and foulest mouth on Australian radio, but now it could put him behind bars.
He's in London.
What, to get away from going behind bars?
Get away from Naomi, I think.
It's something to do with his new film. He's got a film coming out called Boytown. And he's
over there.
Did
you write that?
No, I didn't write that, no. Mick and his brother Roo, who does Tough Love with him, did.
Oh.
That man over there, Ed Cavalier's in it.
Mm.
Just one of many films that he's in.
What do you do, Ed?
Stand around and say stuff and go away.
Oh, the ultimate actor.
Hey, you've done a few movies, Denise. I've been on the internet. I didn't realise you were in The Last of the Knucklemen playing whore.
What's The Last of the Knucklemen?
That's a classic Aussie film.
It was actually done in Andamooka. We went to film it. Andamooka. Oh, that's a story in
what's
itself.
It about?
That's a movie.
What's it about? Is it about boxing?
It's opal mining.
Ah.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know much, Ed, do you?
Are you getting your gear off in Last of the Knucklemen, Denise?
No, but there was a funny scene.
No.
There was. With Dennis Miller, the actor. You know Dennis
Miller? I know Dennis Miller, the actor, because I used to always get given his shirts at the ABC.
Oh,
I have size.
Because I have freakishly long arms, and so apparently does Dennis Miller. So every time I would put a shirt on, I'd look around and have Dennis Miller written in the back.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Was he suffering some sort of thing that they had to put his name on the shirt?
So you just have freakishly long arms. Very handy when you need something from a high shelf.
There you go.
Yeah.
You get Dennis Miller in.
They say we descend from monkeys.
Hey, we're run by a monkey on this station. The monkey choosing the music.
Fine
I don't know if you've, if you've heard about that. What else were you in? You were in Snapshot.
Snapshot?
What is that? That's with Sigrid Thornton.
Ziggy. She got a gear off in that.
Did she just?
She's wading along in the water in that. Oh, look at Ed nodding.
He's already Googling it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. So is that about open mining as well, Denise?
No.
What's that
it's
one
about her trying to make it in a magazine. And excellent. Chantal Conturi was in that.
Right.
And she's a great actress.
She is indeed.
She was in The Sullivans for a while.
Yes. And what about, okay, so you haven't done any films for a while though, Denise. Are you coming back? Do you think there's a new vehicle on the way?
Oh, you know what happened? King Kong, the one they did in New Zealand.
Yes.
They had the part for an old vaudevillian. I could have nailed that bit. They'd cut it out of the movie. What a shame.
The monkey was still in there. They kept the monkey.
I haven't seen the new one. Have you seen that?
It's very long and all shot in New Zealand too. I was expecting it to be on the Beehive building.
And did you like it though?
Oh, I liked aspects of it. I didn't think it was completely
not as good as Bad Eggs.
It was a lot better than Bad Eggs.
No, Bad Eggs. I love Bad Eggs, and that's on my kids' life. I wouldn't say it if I didn't like it.
I hope you haven't been showing it to your kids because it's full of foul language.
They're 24 and 25.
Oh, they're almost ready for it. They'll be right. Here's what you're doing now, Karaoke Dokey.
Yeah.
That's coming on your TV One. They do make a lot of shows, I should say. We should give them some points because they actually
they're
make
trying.
Programs.
They're trying to make programs. They are. And
Yeah, I know. You're looking over at Ed because...
It's a shame this is radio.
Yeah.
Because...
He never stops eating. That's right. It's quite distracting for the guest. Right.
And all he goes, yep.
It's break two. That's mean it's the second course. We're up to the second course. Ed, he has a mint at the end of the program.
What do you do for a living?
Sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I do this.
Oh, so, okay.
He sits, he talks, he eats. He sings, though. That's the thing. And I think he actually wants to get onto your program.
No, you can sing Hey Paula if you want me.
Yeah, great. Let's,
do you know the words?
Yeah, I can hum along.
Go on, you're first, though.
Hey Paula, what's doing?
That's the new rap version, is it?
I've never heard it. I'll be honest. Hey, I've never heard it. Tony, don't play it. I did it. We were trying to demonstrate how auto-tunes works. If you can't sing like me, then auto-tunes can kind of pull you in onto a note.
Yes, right? This is how they've done the new Paris Hilton single.
Well, Matt from...
Of course they do. They do it with... That's why when you see someone live singing, you know they can actually sing.
Yes.
But when you see a mime...
Game's up.
Yeah. Yes.
So Ed's decided I'll come in early this morning and I'll demonstrate how this pitch tune... software works.
Right. I'll sing terribly, right?
Yeah.
And then Matt will fix it up.
Oh, so you were deliberately singing terribly.
Yeah.
Right. Have we got a bit of it?
No.
There?
Don't
play. Your body is a wonderland.
John Mayer's body.
Your body is a wonderland.
Is that you?
Your body is a wonderland. Use my hands. Your body is a wonderland.
That was nice.
Now, is that before or after?
That's after.
The tune. So what did it sound like before?
Me, just, I cannot sing tone. I am completely tone deaf. And I picked that one because I thought, oh, this will be easy. And then I heard it and I went, oh, hang on. I might have bitten off a little bit more than I can chew here.
And you came in early to do that.
Well, early as I was here.
I mean, couldn't you sleep?
No, I just sort of came in early. I thought we'd give it a go, you know, to show how, like, as Matt has said.
You should have come in a bit earlier.
Well, let's hear some of your work then.
Oh, that's it.
Put it back to me.
Yeah. Denise has been at the top of the charts.
Yeah.
And the days before artificial tuning. Are you using
it? So is Crazy Frog, so.
Yeah, that's fair enough. The Island of Dr. Moreau, number one for a week. Never forget that. What about on your show? They're not tuning illegally.
No,
It's actual singing, isn't it?
It is actual singing, and they've done the backing tracks and everything, but they sound terrific.
Right.
A couple of bum notes there, but it's just raw talent.
That's right.
Needs to be fine-tuned, like a bit more than Ed did. No, it'd be terrific.
It's nice, isn't it? These people in glass houses not willing to, you know, put their singing voice where
they're... What would you like me to sing?
Well, this song called Hey Paula, which I've never heard. That'd be nice.
I've never heard Hey Paula. You're leaving out a hey, by the way. It's Hey Paula, you know.
Well, you can choose something. Anything you'd like.
No. I'll sing green.
There you go.
This program.
There you go. That's
she brings in chutney and this is how you treat her.
Oh, come on.
Look, hey, do we want to hear some celebrity phone calls?
Yeah.
We're going to go celebrity phone tapping. That's what we're going to do next.
Excellent. Get this. A nervous network in damage control.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Triple M and celebrity phone tapping is next on Get This. That's Blondie, Call Me, here at Get This, where we're under adult supervision this morning. Denise Trysdale is with us.
And you're going to get an elephant stamp, you've been that good.
Years ago, I mentioned Mick Molloy earlier, years ago we were filming a segment for a program called The Late Show, and we went down to Myers, and it was the day before the show was going to air, and our show was live. And so we were going to do a segment about the Myers doorbuster sale. We had all these gags worked out. It was going to be hilarious. We got down there and I think about like 12 people showed up for the doorbuster sale that week. They just opened the door and everyone just walked in an orderly fashion.
You expected, you know, people to be trampled on and everything like
that. We had our giant polystyrene battering ram and a whole lot of jokes we couldn't do. And we're going, we got nothing for tomorrow's show. What are we going to do? Hang on, there's Ernie and Denise filming their program live.
Yep.
Quickly, Mick, get your clothes off and run onto their set.
Classic.
So Mick just ran on in his underpants and about 2 minutes later we had the opening of our show.
Yeah, I think if he'd have known that he was going to be on telly, he might have worn a different pair of undies.
Yeah, it was very poor.
I remember they were white. Well, sort of that off-white.
All I remember is that Dennis Walter was going to help us. Like, Dennis Walter sort of saw what was going on. And he's going, oh, I'll bring him on. I'll let him go. And as soon as he saw Mick's underpants, he just backed away and wanted nothing to do with the segment. But did things like that often happen? I mean, that was obviously, a bit of fun, but did things often horribly go wrong on that program?
No. Anything that went wrong was good fun. Right. As you know, when you can have a disaster, they're the best things, yes. Disasters, because they make you think and make you laugh. But Dennis, in that show, had water thrown on him. He kept singing. He kept singing. But we had a lot of fun, a lot of tricks, played on Ernie. We put Denker rub on his toilet seat once. And he's a bit of a guts. And so we made him a sponge rubber Lamington. Oh, I should get one for Ed.
Interested, Ed?
Ernie ate half of it before he realised it was, rubber. And I put a love note in his cheese roll once, and he ate the whole lot and said it was dry.
Oh, look, in Melbourne they're telling him he's got a radio show that goes to air, but no, he hasn't woken up yet. The mic's not turned on.
Oh, don't. He's been there for 10 years.
Yes. What are you looking at on the internet there, Ed?
We're doing Insiders, yeah?
Yeah, Celebrity Insiders is coming.
Yeah, what the Insiders have got to say for themselves today.
Any gold?
Something all right. Yeah, I think I got something.
We're sitting on gold. What about that Paris Hilton? Do you follow her work?
What's she up to?
Oh, God. I don't know how they do the travelling. Do you know what? They're in Italy and then they're somewhere else and then when do these people sleep?
But
they obviously don't.
Not a lot of skill required, though.
No, not really.
What you're describing there, Denise. There's been a lot of trouble up in Queensland because I think maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was in 2004, she said she was going to help out the Paradise Kids charity. Yep.
And hasn't come across.
And then made it worse by doing interviews where she said, oh, yes, I raised heaps of money. So now people think, oh, we don't have to give any money because Paris has helped out. And now she's just making it worse. She said she's going to come out and sort it out, still hasn't showed up. But
imagine the situations that they'd get into where they'd say we'd help just to be nice and then they're on to the next thing and would just go out of your mind.
Forgot about that. I've got to have oral sex on the internet. I haven't got time for that. Yeah. Forget about that.
How can I give to a charity?
But listen to this. Here's a quote from her in the paper today. Oh, they received so many donations from all over the world and people knew about it because of me. She's still claiming that she's raised money. She's done nothing. So please send money to the Paradise Kids because they do need it.
Yeah.
But see, they've hired her to do what she does. And, of course, she does nothing, so really they can't be disappointed.
Hang on, they hired her.
Well, they've got her to be a front person.
You can't say hire them because some people do get hired for charities.
Yes.
I found out this.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Oh. Some people get to be, the spokesperson for that charity, big ones.
Uh-huh.
And I don't believe in that.
Well, I just think, look, she doesn't do anything. So if you want...
Well, she does a lot in her own personal life, obviously.
Yeah. What about that Bob Geldof? Do you?
He's great.
He does a lot of work for good causes.
Mm. He's fantastic.
And he has to book himself in. He does a lot of conferences. There was one that was going to be out here. He's touring around. I think that's been cancelled. Yes. He has to call up and book them himself.
Is that right?
And we've got a recording.
Ah, good.
Have a listen to this.
Right. God. Oh, we f***ing go. Yes, hello. Royce, yes, I can hold.
Hello.
Hello, is that David?
Yes, that's you, Bob.
Yes, it's nice to talk to you. Listen, I was calling about the lineup for the talk.
Oh, yes.
And what exactly do you expect from it?
We thought, obviously, the song first.
Right.
Straight into the song, probably, at the top.
Well, I thought I might skip that.
Right.
I've just done it. You know, they always, people request it.
Yeah, well, of course they do. People come along, they want to hear Don't Like Mondays.
Mondays, right, yep.
And, we could fit it in at the beginning.
I know. Okay, well, look, this is how I saw it. Just like,
right.
I thought I could talk about some of the work that I've been doing with... Tony Blair and Kofi Annan.
Right, so that'd be...
That would be before Don't Like Mondays. I think I should really let them know right up front what we're trying to achieve.
How do you feel about going into Rat Trap?
No, I really need the full band to do Rat Trap, but...
Right. Really?
We've got this summit coming up in Glen Eagles.
Yeah, look, we thought you and, could maybe,
to me, it's the words there's so
to
much.
Some of the songs and,
I don't like to rewrite the words.
Right.
Right. To the, it's sort of, you know, they've got a sentimental...
We've sent some through to you. We're hoping we can make it.
No, I couldn't like make it. I don't like the Bulldogs. Oh, it's...
That would have been great.
No, it's...
We wanted to put the lyrics on the menu.
Look, so I really need to get the message across about $68 billion
so in
aid.
Did you get the about the fancy dress thing we want to do? The delegates for
the delegates, right.
Yeah, put on costumes.
Dressed as the various members of
it?
Band A.
That'd
right,
be great,
no, I don't...
Wouldn't it? Doing, do
listen,
they know it's Christmas time?
Do they know it's Christmas? It's f***ing July. Hello?
Hoobastank. That's the name of that band.
Yeah.
If I were you... To get this on Triple M, Denise Drysdale is with us, helping to raise the tone of the program.
And love being here between these two beautiful men.
Here's what's happening. Denise is worried that she's upset Ed with her comment about his eating.
Oh, right.
But she doesn't realise that everyone who comes in does that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll come home with me today and I'll cook you a beautiful roast dinner.
There we go. That'd
the
be nice.
The full bit.
That'd be nice.
The cauliflower cheese, onion and tomato with breadcrumbs.
Cool. Yeah, there we go.
Sweet potato, pumpkin potatoes.
Put you on the chutney drip.
There you go.
Or the I've made my own antipasto lately. Been doing that with tomatoes and garlic and red peppers. Oh. I love cooking.
Okay.
Love it.
You're going to get one of those shows? You could do one of those.
I did Dig and Dine for...
Dig and Dine? What's that?
Dig and Dine with Denise. Digging for the garden and dining, you know, food.
It's like Bush Tucker Man.
Sort of a bit like that, actually... The show had nothing to do with anything. It was just me mucking around.
What was the most disastrous show you've been involved in?
Oh, nearly all of them. No.
Something ill-conceived, was there anything? Remember that one Daryl Summers did where they decided, let's get rid of furniture and let's just have everyone just sitting on the floor or sitting on the stairs.
I remember that, yes. That was a bit of a disaster. I don't think anything's a disaster if you're working.
That's true. It's just good to be walking, working, standing,
walking as well.
Eating, or climbing. Talkback Mountain. Where we love the celebrity insiders. Do you get into the celebrity insiders, Denise? People who are just friends or sources of celebrities and seem to have lots of information about them.
The eternal they.
They.
They said, we said.
Friends said. Look,
she said.
Angelina Jolie is friendless. Angelina is holed up
really?
In a Malibu mansion with only her young children and staff for company. That's the story. Okay, that is the story in the New Weekly.
So there's no one around.
There's no one around. All her friends have abandoned her.
Okay.
Why is that?
But insiders say.
Ah, yes.
Is that the staff?
I don't know.
Making a bit on the side.
I'm not sure. Look at Anna Kournikova.
Do you read those? You have to read those every week, don't you?
It's part of our job.
But do you know what? If you pick... I shouldn't say this.
Come on.
If you picked up one of those magazines in a year's time,
it'd
be the same stuff.
The same stuff.
Same just headlines.
Different names.
Different photos.
Yeah. What once was Tiffany and Debbie Gibson is now Paris Hilton and Ashley Simpson.
See how he remembered that, though, from the year
important,
ago.
Important information. What about, look at, I call what? Her Anna Rexakova. That's what I think she should be calling herself. Look at that. She's skinnier than me now.
Yeah, she didn't used to be.
What do you
and
make of that?
She's got long arms.
As someone who was, what did we say, sacked for being overweight.
Overweight.
And the weak
link.
Oh,
but don't look at me. I'm the worst. My weight fluctuates, has fluctuated 2 stone over.
During the course of this program.
Yeah. No, it's an awful problem to have.
It is. But what is with these stick thin women?
But I've been that.
Mm.
I was that about, 2.5, 3 years ago.
Mm. Channel 9 canteen food.
Mm.
What did it to you?
No, they used to be good. I haven't been there for a while.
More celebrity insiders. What have we got, Ed? Anything?
People are worried. An insider has said that they are worried that Katie Holmes has gone from an apple-cheeked all-American girl into the bride of Scientology.
Is that
losing her apple cheeks.
Is that Uncle Tom's wife?
Yeah. That's her. And they think now that their baby, Suri, photographs of her every day that no one sees a photograph.
Isn't there a monkey called Suri at the zoo?
Same thing. They're linked. And they're saying that every day that no one sees a photograph, the price of the photograph goes up.
Yeah.
So the theory goes, the insiders say that the Church of Scientology owns the photographs and they're waiting to get the best price.
Ah.
And where does that money go to? Scientology.
Probably.
But then Nicole Kidman did the best thing. She said, if you print the photos, give some money to a charity. And what happened? Did they do that? Did anyone follow that up?
None of the photos came out. None of them came out because the light from the flash bounces off Nicole's shiny forehead and you can't develop the film. That's how it works.
What have you got, Tone?
Oh, well, did you say celebrity insiders say that the kid has been...
Yeah.
Right, because the sources disagree.
Oh, no, what do the sources say?
The sources say that the Scientologists have wrapped up baby Suri in blankets and fired her into space. Some reason.
What about sail down the Nile or something in a Moses basket?
That would just be wrong. That would be so wrong. What else are the insiders saying? Oh, the New Weekly, it's usually full of gold. Somebody sent, who's that bloke who's married to Jessica Simpson? Who's that? Or used to be.
Nick Lashy.
It was a TV. Nick Lashy. It was, he sent a box of white doves to Jessica Simpson.
What?
As a sort of peace offering.
Where do you get white doves?
She thought, how am I going to cook these?
They've been stuffed into a post pack.
Where do you get doves? They own a box of
at
them.
A dove shop.
Doves are us.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, but they've been. The box has arrived, and the doves have got out of the box and flown around Jessica's house and crapped all over everything. So it's a two-edged sword.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it? Great. Oh, it's sad, isn't it? Too much money and not enough thought.
We need more information like this. See, anybody can be a source, a pal, a friend.
An onlooker.
An insider. Call us up.
Could it be the journalist?
Nah, that's very cynical, Denise.
I'm so sorry.
That's what we want. We want people to call up and claim to be celebrity insiders and just drop a load on the celebrity of your choosing. That's how it works. And what was that line you've got there?
Want to hear more about that story? Sure you do.
We're going to introduce some
enthusiastic man
Entertainment Tonight style, moving the show along gear. That's what we need.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Entertainment Tonight. Yeah. 10 minutes of information, 20 minutes of promo.
That's right. Right word. Coming up after this break, a promo for what's coming up on tomorrow night's show.
Yes.
So give us a call. Be a celebrity insider. 1-333-53. Oh, we are running so late that we don't have time for any callers here at Get This today.
Shame so many people are on the line.
We've got a few celebrity insiders who are just going to have to go begging. Have we got our end music there? We haven't even got time for our end music.
There we go.
I'm afraid Ed's going to have to sing another John Mayer song.
No worries, man.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
There we go.
Hang on.
Saved by the Hives.
Saved by the Hives. Denise, this show of yours, Karaoke Doki, with you and Bob Down. That's on your TV1 on your Foxtel. That starts on Monday, does it not?
It does at 8:20, I think.
Well, it says 8:20, but you're suggesting 8:25. We don't want any trouble.
No, we'll say 8:20. Get your cup of tea and everything by 8:20.
And then, it wraps up pretty quickly. There's the big grand final.
Yeah,
Saturday.
The grand final is huge.
On the 29th.
Yes, big show. And you all get to vote who you want to win.
Well, I want Nick to win. There's a guy called Nick in it. And look at this, Tony. He's got a thing. He was a gorilla commercial, something or another. But this is the good bit. He walked as a zombie in the zombie march.
Remember the zombie
march. Which he reckons one of his friends organised.
Mm.
The best bit here, it says, they walked as zombies, in brackets, made up as zombies, close brackets. So he's not an actual zombie.
No, I'm glad that's been cleared up. Do you take part in the zombie march every year?
No, I haven't done that one.
That's fantastic.
I walk with the guide dogs.
Oh, right.
But not with the zombies.
Come on, Nick.
We don't want to see zombie Labradors. I don't think we want to see that. They'd still be eating, though.
That's true.
There's no off switch for the labs. Thanks to everyone who called in and didn't have time to go to air.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll do Celebrity Insiders tomorrow and we'll start it at a decent, reasonable time. We will be back tomorrow. And I think today's key phrase was...
Want to hear more about that story? Sure you do.
Thanks, Denise.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you,
Ed.
And we will be back tomorrow. And I think who's joining us, Nicky?
Josh Lawson.
He'll be here. He's good value. All thanks to the Mercedes Vito.
Her marriage was in shatters.